Hello, my name is Eli Tuchman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Shavuos. Mishnah Bet continues from Mishnah Aleph, where we had general rule number one about Shemitah fruits and their Kedusha, and now we're going to have general rule number two. The Od Klal Acher Amru, another general rule. Now, the Yerushalmi has a different girsa in the Mishnah than the Mishnah which is printed in our Mishnayos, and the girsa of the Yerushalmi actually fits a little bit better, and the meaning of the Mishnah is more or less the same, but the girsa of the Mishnah makes more sense if we use the version of the Yerushalmi, which is rather than saying kol she'eno ma'achal adam, it says kol shehu ma'achal adam. And that is how the Yerushalmi understand it, and many Rishonim follow that girsa. And so we're going to use that. Kol shehu ma'achal adam. So it starts out similar to the previous Mishnah, right? Anything that is a human food or an animal food or a dye, umiskayim ba'aretz, and here's the difference. But rather than those we mentioned in the previous Mishnah, this stays alive and growing and left in the ground. It does not rot, it keeps growing, it stays alive, right? So in that case, so yesh lo shvias l'dama shvias, it has kedusha shmita, because like we said in the previous Mishnah, it's a food or it's a dye, so it has kedusha shvias, and its money has kedusha shvias, so if you sell it, and then the money you get also has kedusha shvias. Ein lo biur ve'ein lo dama biur. But since it stays in the ground, it has no mitzvah of biur. Why does it have the mitzvah of biur? Well, the source of the mitzvah of biur is that it's no longer available for the animals in the field. But since this species, this produce, is never ever gone completely from the field because it lasts. And so even if you can't actually find any, conceptually, it's not gone. And so the season is not over. And therefore, there's no biur. And so because there's no biur on the fruits, right, there is also no biur on the money, right? The money that you acquired when you sold those fruits. So Ezehu, what are some examples? So we're going to start out with food. Ikar haluf hashota. We mentioned last Mishnah the leaves of the wild loof. Now we're talking about the root of the wild loof. So that's like the onion itself, right? So the wild loof itself, they of course stay in the ground, right? They stay in the ground a very long time. The ikar hadandana, also the roots of the mint. We talked last Mishnah of the mint leaves, but the roots of the mint stay alive. And they also can be eaten. The ha'akarabanin. Akrobanum is a thorny plant called the scolopendrium. Apparently, it stays in the ground; it doesn't die. The chalabitzin are the roots of the milkweed. Right? You see the word chalav in there. We had the milkweed in the last Mishnah. These are the roots of the milkweed. The buchria is a kind of grass called hazelwort. It's a kind of grass, and it doesn't die; it stays year round. Umiminatzovim and dies. Hapua produces a red dye. Viharikpa is a wild plant that has flowers of different colors. And so you would use the flowers to make dyes of various colors. And so these things, they remain. They don't have a season after which they die out. And since they remain in the ground, so therefore, yeshlem shvias v'demam shmias, because they are foods or dyes, they have Kedusha Shemitah, and if you sell them, the Kedusha stays in the original produce and also transfers to the money. However, as we said, Ein lehem biur velo ledmeim biur. They do not have biur because they never run out of the field. They're always in season. And therefore, there's also no biur for their money. Rabbi Meir disagrees with this last point. Rabbi Meir omer, demeim misbarim ad Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Meir says, no, the money that has the kedusha, the money has kedusha of these things, of the ikar lof hashuta or the shote, or the richpa, right? Richpa money, that does have to be gotten rid of. You have to get rid of the money with the kedusha shmita of these things by Rosh Hashanah. So Amru lo, the Chum said to Rabbi Meir, what? Lahem ein biur, kal v'chomer l'dmeihem, the things themselves, the produce itself, doesn't ever have beer. So kal v'chomer, the money shouldn't have beer. We can't be more machmir on the money than we are on the original fruit, because it's the kedusha of the fruit. So how can we be more machmir on the money? Now, Rabbi Meir would respond that actually we are more strict about the money. Why is that? Because the actual produce, people would recognize that it's a pua, or it's a richpa, or it's the root of a mint tree, right, of a mint plant. So people would recognize it, and they would say to themselves, oh, so that that may have kedusha shvius because it's been around, and so they'd be careful about it. But money is money. It's hard to really tell what money is, and so you would set it aside. Typically, if you had money with kedusha shvius, you would set it aside so you don't get confused. But since if there's no zman bior, then you have it forever, and at some point you're going to forget, and the money's going to get messed up, and you're going to end up using money with kedusha shvius for things you can't use money with kedusha shvius for. Whereas, as opposed to, right, money that has kedusha apples, right, that has kedusha shmita of apples, so that money is only around until the apple season is over, and then I have to get rid of it. So it's not a question of me losing track of it in 2 or 3 years. However, the money of Richpa, it's around forever. It's never going to lose its Kedusha because I don't have any time at which I have to get rid of it by. So I don't necessarily have to always transfer it to meat and eat it or something like that. And therefore, since the money is indistinguishable from other money, Rabbi Meir says, therefore, we have to make a gezera to make sure that it is consumed and gotten rid of by Rosh Hashanah, while it's still a Shemitah year, so that you don't get messed up.